Hello, and you are listening to the Tech and Tonic podcast. This is episode 25. Oh, we were just mentioning it earlier, now I forgot. But anyway, this is a show where we talk about all things tech and we discuss all things tech, and we usually start with what happened last week. But first, let me introduce... Well, there's no guest this weekend. So this is me, Darwin, and Jeevan. You know, you're joining us for the episode 25 of the Tech and Tonic podcast. Anyway, last week went a little quiet after, you know, Samsung's big announcement, but there were still a few product launches that I think was a little overshadowed by Samsung's foldable devices, I think, okay? So the first thing that launched after that whole Samsung hoo-ha was MSI Creator Z16. Now, this is not really a new laptop that they're launching. It is a laptop, okay? It's made for creators. And it just arrived in Malaysia. And it's packing quite a lot of things. It's got a Core i7 and an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3060. So it's not super, 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 super powerful. But, you know, for a creator laptop that's quite thin, it's actually pretty good. And it's got a display that's a 16-inch display, a 16 by 10 aspect ratio thing that's quad HD, and even refreshes at about 120Hz. Now, Jeevan, do you want to guess how much this laptop is?
Considering it's catered towards creators, I'm going to guess about 7,000 ringgit?
Ho, you are so wrong. It's 11,999 ringgit.
Oh my god.
But it shouldn't be too surprising because, you know, laptops this year, as we have always said, right, it's expensive and more expensive than ever. And, you know, this kind of spec, while it doesn't sound too powerful, it's actually made for designers and creators, okay? This comes with a very, very color accurate display and stuff like that. So if you're looking at an equivalent Acer Concept D or even an Asus Pro Art series,
yeah,
they're going to be about the same prices there or thereabouts as well, probably in the range of 1,000 to 2,000 ringgit difference, somewhere there, you
know? Yeah,
creators market very hot now.
It's also very pricey since it launched.
It is. But it comes with a 1TB SSD. So that's your 1,000 ringgit there.
That is true.
Yeah. Google also was in the news last week. They also launched a new smartphone. Not to the, you know, standards of Samsung's Galaxy Fold and Flip lah, okay? They launched the Google Pixel 5a that is supposed to replace the Google Pixel 5 and the 4a. 5G kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it comes with the same processor as the Google Pixel 5, okay? That's the Snapdragon 765G, which also gives it 5G capabilities, okay? And it's come with a slightly bigger display, comes with a... Actually, less memory. It's coming with 6 gigabytes of RAM compared to 8, which is odd to me, but...
It's okay. Odd. Also, the Google Pixel 5a looks exactly like the 4a.
It does. Okay, that's one thing. But it's bigger. It's way bigger. It's 6.34 inches, if I'm not wrong, compared to the 4a's 5.8 inch and the 5's 6 inch. So this is quite a big device, but it also comes with a very big battery, like 4,680 milliamp, that they say can last for 2 days on a single charge.
Interesting.
True or not, I don't know. But it'll come with Android's latest. I think they have released the Android 12 program, okay, and it will launch on the 26th August for $449. That's about 1,899 ringgit as of today. Okay, that is the 23rd of August. But yeah, there is some bad news for it lah.
It's only available in the US
and Japan. So it will never come here. But, you know, they are preparing for the Google Pixel 6, and that might make it to at least Singapore, our very nice neighbors, and we might have to go there to buy the Google yeah. Pixel 6 kind of thing.
But
yeah.
the Pixel lineup, especially the A lineup, has mm-hmm. been quite impressive for the price.
It is, yes. $1,899, considering in modern day smartphone pricing, it's actually not exorbitant, but it's still not that cheap.
Yeah.
For what you're getting, though, it's actually pretty good, right? It's actually decent. You're not losing out on anything.
Yeah. You're so not missing anything.
Yeah, so I think it's fine. But also at the same time, because the Google Pixel 5a is coming out, the Google Pixel 5 and the Google Pixel 4a will not be restocked?
Produced.
Yeah. They will be discontinued completely.
Yeah, so but at the same time, we have the 6 and 6 Pro coming out?
Yes.
In a few weeks' time, I think.
Correct. Okay, but you're not going to miss much, lah. The Google Pixel 5a is about the same as the Google Pixel 5. You're not going to miss out on anything, really. You know, so...
Yeah.
It's fine. Okay. Oppo also launched a new phone in Malaysia last week. They launched the Oppo Reno 6 Pro. They launched the Oppo 6 as well before that, right? So this yeah. is... Yeah.
And remember we were saying that it was missing a Snapdragon variant?
Mm-hmm.
So the Pro is this Snapdragon variant.
Right. So it comes with, what, 4 cameras as well? 64 megapixel, 13 megapixel ultra-wide,
yep.
16 megapixel telephoto or something like that, and a 2 megapixel macro.
Yeah.
What was the... This has got the Qualcomm Snapdragon
768, if I'm not
768
mistaken.
5G processor, stuff like that. Yeah. And of course it comes with a price premium also.
But it's also one of the only models in the lineup with Oppo's color warmth sensor.
Right. But would you pay an extra like nearly $1,000 for it? It's 2,999 ringgit.
I'm not sure. I want to see what this color sensor does that makes it so expensive.
Yeah. Well, we'll review it soon enough and we'll let you know if it's actually worth a lot more than, you know.
Yeah.
Also, Asus also launched a new smartphone. And this is a bit weird. Okay, because they launched the Asus ROG Phone 5S. And as far as we can tell, it's not much difference from the Asus ROG Phone 5. It's nearly exactly the same, except you get a slightly more powerful Qualcomm Snapdragon 888 Plus. It's not that much of a difference. And compared to old device, apparently benchmarks doesn't really show that big of a difference in between those two devices anyway. So
yeah, so again, I am very confused.
Yeah, me too.
Why?
There's no difference. The designs are completely the same and things like that. They're probably selling it at a little more premium, I'm guessing. Or if they sell it at the same price, the old phone will go cheaper. So buy the old phone. That's my only advice. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it shouldn't have been even released as an S. It's so weird.
It is very weird. They should have just updated the Ultimate with the 888 Plus or something like that, you know.
Considering that it was just released a few days before this announcement, yeah.
Yeah, actually, yeah. At least for Malaysia, right? The Ultimate just came in like last week. And also last week was the launch of the Asus ROG Phone 5S. And I think that's also why they were very quiet about it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Anyway, they did launch something that is quite significant. Not a laptop, okay? They launched something called the ROG Zephyrus G14 Alan Walker Edition. As the name suggests, it is a collaboration between ROG, Republic of Gamers, by Asus, you know, and Alan Walker, the musician. Now, what could a musician possibly want from a gaming laptop? Okay. This is actually, in my opinion, at least, is not really a gaming laptop anymore. It feels to me like this is a creator's laptop, or at least they're selling it as such, kind of thing.
It's very smart for ROG, though.
It is.
I see where they're going with the Alan Walker partnership. I think this is the second laptop which has Alan Walker collaboration.
Yeah, and they're trying to be a bit more lifestyle-ish right now, you know. They're heading towards the direction where, you know, Razer is sort of going, which is nothing wrong with that. I actually kind of dig that kind of thing. And the collaboration actually produced some really nice stuff. Like the ROG, the laptop itself looks really, really great. But what it comes with is quite amazing because you, in the packaging, you get a sock. I don't know why. Okay, but you get a cap that has the Alan Walker branding on it and stuff like that, which is pretty cool. And the box that it comes with, well, the box that, you know, you have to take out your laptop from is actually a music sampler with Alan Walker's, you know, graphics and whatnot, and, you know, his original sounds? Can I say that? Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so the box itself can be connected to your laptop, and then it'll light up, and then it'll become a sampler. That's pretty cool. That's actually pretty, pretty cool.
I think
you can see it on Unbox Therapy. They've unboxed a laptop, and you can see that sampler in action, pretty much. Or you can just watch the launch itself on Alan Walker's page. Very, very short, 10-minute launch. You'll get through it very, very quickly. Netflix on iPad and iPhone finally now supports spatial audio. A bit late lah, to me, 2 years late lah, but it is what it is.
But at the same time, I'm wondering why you have spatial audio on phone and tablet.
Well, I guess it's because, so if you don't know what spatial audio is first, right? Spatial audio for Apple devices only works on the Apple AirPods Pro and the Apple AirPods Max. Okay, these are the two high-end headphones, wireless headphones that Apple has, right? And it's sort of like a 3D audio that's feeding into your ear. So I think the target market is more for the AirPods Pro users kind of thing, because, you know, you'll be watching like TV series or you know, like movies, YouTube or whatever not, you know, on the train, when you're going to work, or, you know, when you get bored at home and you don't want to disturb the kids. I think that's kind of the main purpose.
Yeah. But at the same time, I think both of us have had similar experiences with spatial or 360 audio.
Mm-hmm.
It can be quite weird.
It can be, okay? Especially when you're listening to music. But it is, you know, quite cool, I think.
It is. But if it works. Also think that sound has to be created for 360 audio.
Yeah, so the specific way of making 360 audio is a bit difficult, but, you know, if you have movies and stuff like that, spatial audio basically uses machine learning to kind of learn how to do all of that thing.
Yeah.
Kind of, right? So yeah, spatial audio now is available on the iPad and the iPad Pro. The iPad and the iPhone Netflix app. Yeah. Okay. Now, there's another one very big and very hot topic. I don't want to say hot, but
yeah,
it's highly debated topic. Okay, of last week, because OnlyFans, we don't talk about OnlyFans a lot, right? So please do bear with us. We're not trying to do anything here, but OnlyFans is going to start banning, in their own words, sexually explicit contents from their platform, October onwards. Do you know what OnlyFans are? Is
this does not make sense?
Yeah. So, in their own words, they are actually trying to clean up the site because there's a lot of pressure from the investors, from their bankers and their own investors, and they're trying to raise their valuation in Wall Street, basically, you know, and they're trying to raise their valuation to up to $1 billion, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think if you know what OnlyFans is, you would know what they are known for.
Yeah, and I think that's a very big problem on not just on OnlyFans itself, but in other places. Now, the issue is that it's not about, you know, OnlyFans wanting to clean up their kind of image, right? It's more like they've garnered this popularity for a certain reason, and that reason is sex workers.
Yeah. Right?
Because if you look at OnlyFans, you have a lot of type of contents. Like, you can even find courses to cook, yoga classes and stuff like that. But the most popular contents are technically, you know, contents from sex workers.
Yeah, and also I think that is where they've gained the most notoriety.
Yes. Yes. So,
if you're suddenly turning around and selling all of your technically stakeholders,
mm-hmm.
that, okay, we are not going to support you anymore, you will need to go somewhere else, what does that make your platform?
I don't know. The same could be asked by to Tumblr, actually.
Yeah, and I think we've already seen similar scenarios play out with less popular sites like Tumblr.
Yeah, I mean, Tumblr was on the rise, really, really picking up, and then suddenly they turned around and said, nope, no more porn and nudity content on our site, and that just backfired, like, very, very quickly, right?
Yeah, it did. And the thing about the way it was done is it was done overnight, technically.
Yeah, yeah. At least OnlyFans is still giving them, like, hey, you got 1 month to figure out where you want to go. You know, more than 1 month lah. Right now is August, right? So you've got about a month plus to figure out where you want to go and post your contents. And they're not banning nudity, like, strictly no nudity kind of thing, right? So as far as I can understand it, the latest response to that whole thing is that they say that you are allowed to post up nude contents. It's fine, but it has to comply to their regulation, like their posting policy, their content policy.
I think they are adopting a similar stance to Instagram in this instance. So things like burlesque, artistic nudes and stuff like that are allowed, but the act of sex or penetration and stuff like that is not allowed.
Yeah, so that's what they define as sexually explicit contents. The biggest difference, I think, is that they are not going to censor photos of, you know, well, there's no other way to put it, poops on the platform.
Yeah.
They're still allowing that.
The thing about it is you technically can't censor it because people are paying to see those pictures.
Yeah, true.
And they're paying the creator, not OnlyFans.
Yeah, they are going to continue to pay the creators for those kind of contents. It's inevitable. Or unless, you know, there's another platform that, you know, supports all this and everybody just flocks towards that side, you know, of things. Maybe that would happen. We don't know.
Yeah, but at the same time, we are in a space where, I don't know, I think this is a very politically correct move that OnlyFans is doing.
It is. Because, but to be fair, they do need to answer to their investors. They make most of their money, or at least they gain a lot of funding from their own investors and bankers, right? They rely on these people for big money to expand the team, to hit a certain valuation, you know. They do. And these bankers are like telling them, if you don't do this, we're not going to give you money.
Yeah, and it's not the first time this has happened. So I think earlier in the year, we had Pornhub have such a similar situation where they had to clean up house as well.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, being the channel they are, they didn't do it as drastically.
No, of course not. It's Pornhub.
But at the same time, like, what happens to big companies that suddenly just make a swing to different content? Of course, we have people like Instagram, Facebook, who have technically made a swing to a different form of content, but they have enough cash in hand that they can survive if it fails.
But I don't think it's just that, right? When Facebook did a swing of, you know, their content direction and how the contents look, at least on their platform, it's not a change as drastic as this, I think. Because this is basically saying from one day, you know, giving out candies to the next day just giving out wrappers. You know, is that drastic?
This is Cookie Monster going from cookies to carrots.
Yeah, that is that drastic. So it's, I think, very difficult. I think the coming months will be very difficult for OnlyFans because they are going to lose people. They are going to, right? And unless their bankers and investors are willing to actually stomach that, they shouldn't do that, in my opinion.
I also see it as OnlyFans is trying to take on people like Patreon, or in this case, even Twitch and YouTube at this point.
Yeah. Okay, so to be fair, all right, to be fair, I mean, we've been saying to be fair a lot these days, but OnlyFans, when they started creating OnlyFans, or at least through our research, right, OnlyFans is made to be a platform that is like Patreon. It's supposed to be a platform where, you know, content creators can be creative and teach people to do stuff or make contents for people who actually really want to watch them. In the sense, they can get people subscribing to them, like what you have in Twitch, okay, and even Patreon. It's never meant to be, you know, a paid sex worker site thing, or at least the way they put it, it's not supposed to be like that at all. Like, they didn't envision to be like that, right? And that's why when the investors come in and they say, this is not your business model, why are you allowing these people to violate your policy? Because, to be fair, for you to be listed, you really have to clean up house.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think people started flocking to OnlyFans because Patreon had an explicit policy for it.
Correct. And that's why OnlyFans was the other platform that, you know, sex workers could go to, you know, to sell their product. Is that the right way to say it?
Well, it's not their services, but yeah, I think product would be the correct word. The thing about it is you're making such a drastic change in your business model.
Yeah.
And for your business to actually survive it, especially in our current climate where things move so fast and people lose interest so fast.
Mm.
I think OnlyFans is setting itself up for a very big, spectacular failure.
Maybe. I'd like to see where they go after this, you know, and I'd like to see if, you know, because let's be honest here, the sex industry, you know, it's one of the oldest industries in the world. Like, it will not fade. And in the time of pandemic and lockdown and, you know, when people lose jobs and things like that, this is a bigger blow in the sense of, you know, people who are actually relying on OnlyFans to make a living. It's going to be very painful. And the effect is not just, you know, OnlyFans failing. It's also about these people losing not just their jobs, it's kind of losing their source of income or side income, at least.
Yeah.
And we'd really like to see where this goes, really. We don't know what will happen, but we'd really like to see where this goes. Right.
It will be interesting if OnlyFans can actually pull it off. Like, the switch to totally clean content.
Mm.
But at the same time, what's to stop people from going to places like Twitch, even YouTube, like even our tech and channel, you can subscribe to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can join the channel where you basically pay a certain amount per month and mm-hmm. you get perks.
Yeah, but so there's not going to be a lot of difference.
Exactly. So it's basically taking on a lot of big boys where you had a niche before this.
Well, there's still boobs.
Oh. Yeah, well,
we should minimize saying that on mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's interesting to see a company like OnlyFans take a drastic swing like this.
Yeah, it kind of shows evolution or, you know, change in direction and stuff like that. But yeah, we would really like to see where this goes. Anyway, I think that is all the time we have for today. And, you know, if you have any thoughts on, you know, what's going on there, okay, you can just let us know. Reach out to us. We are on Spotify, we're on Google Podcasts, and we're even on Apple Podcasts. You can reach out to us on any of those platforms. If you stumble upon our website, well, don't stumble upon our website. Just go to our website and read up some stuff there. You know, we've got great contents there as well. That's www.techn.tv. Our email is there as well. You know, reach out to us. Tell us what you think about this whole thing. And, you know, probably let us know as well what kind of contents you want to see more of on our website and even on our podcast, right? For all you do, we can do something else.
Yeah.
You can also reach out to us on our social media. Obviously, we are on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're even on LinkedIn as TechNTV. That's TechNTV. Now, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. You know, we will talk to you again next week. This is Darwin and Jeevan signing out. Bye.
See ya.